I have to tell you, one of the most well-worn pieces of porn in my personal spank bank involves a stroke slave just like you, restrained and at the mercy of his mistress's hand and her caprice. I'd love to restrain you in just the same way. You're sitting in a straight-backed chair with no arms, so I can tie yours behind it, lacing them to the back of the chair at the wrist with bondage rope or maybe duct tape depending on my mood that day. A spreader bar between your knees, secured with wide leather cuffs around each leg, keeping you completely exposed both cock and balls. And more bondage rope securing those ankles to the chair legs in the front. Can you picture that? Kind of like a butterfly. I think the best position for me using this method would be off to the side. Never fear, I'm really good at giving hand jobs. Lately, I've been using coconut oil. The texture is delicious, and it's good for your skin, too. I'll just use a little bit, spread on the palm of my hand, to work that cock up to full mast, while my other hand strokes and massages those balls. Maybe rub that space between your balls and your ass, and even engage in a little butt play, just to wake everything up. Once I see your chest begin to rise and fall as you look down and watch intently, I'd add a little more coconut oil and take a firm grasp of your balls right around their root, kind of like a cock ring. Then I'll start a nice, steady stroke, admonishing you to keep those hips still. Straight up and down, making sure that my hand travels all the way down to the base and all the way up to completely engulf the head. If you want to know about what speed, practice on yourself for me. Right now, I would be able to complete about 10 up and down strokes in 15 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. A nice pace, right? While you're tied virtually spread-eagled with a raging hard-on, watching my pretty hand move up and down and hoping it won't stop. But it might. You know, when I feel you flex in my hand in a certain way, and I know you're getting too close to the edge before I've made up my mind whether or not I want you to. Of course it goes on from there, but to a degree, a hand job should be tailored to what turns on a boy most, even if an orgasm isn't in the offing. Maybe you should give me a call and tell me just what moves send you over the edge. I could also share more about what I'd like to do with that pulsing piece of meat. How I'd work it up higher and higher until you're desperate and bucking. As to whether or not I would finish you? Well, don't you know by now that that depends on nothing so much as my whim at the moment? I can't decide until we're talking. It wouldn't be roulette if you knew what was going to happen ahead of time, now would it?